The bumper crop of forest tent caterpillars arrived in 1999, so this summer will be the fourth in the plague of leaf-eating insects. But with most outbreaks lasting from 2 to 5 years, this wave of pests may be waning. Kyoko Scanlon is a pest specialist with the State Department of Natural Resources. She says Wisconsin isn't out of the woods yet, but early studies suggest the infestation could be less extensive than last year.
We are expecting high populations of caterpillars again, that's for sure, but we're expecting it should be less widespread. But that last year it was very, very extensive, so less may not mean much.
Scanlon says at least one motorcycle accident was blamed on roads slick from squashed caterpillars. But the pests are usually more of a nuisance than a danger. Even worries about defoliation are unfounded. While most trees survive the attack, Scanlon says it's perfectly natural for some older trees to die off during the outbreak.
It's not really a threat to a forest. Some tree mortality will provide more light and nutrient and space for younger trees to grow. So our forest will continue to grow.
Ultimately, the caterpillars will disappear on their own. High populations are susceptible to parasites and disease. Many caterpillars will succumb to starvation. Others are devoured by predators. And weather conditions, like late spring frosts, can kill newly hatched insects. The good news is that intervals between infestations can last from 6 to 16 years, and the caterpillars don't always return to the same places, so areas battling the bugs now could be spared the next time around. Jennifer Garrett, Wisconsin Public Radio.